The wild spark in a marble eye, a flick of tail, a curl like fire. The flash of stripes become captured, corpsed, replaced by death silence and slack tails. My name's Emily, and about poetry, I think that poetry is what you make it, and that for every person it can mean something different.
I'm Zoe Corbett. I wrote, "Smoke billowing out from the building, designed as if it is to remind you that no longer do you live in the beautiful country, but rather the more developed city, the city of dreariness. The city of dreariness, delectable beauty, now transformed." Poetry, I think, has a lot of different meanings. There's a lot of different types and styles, and you can put it in whatever form you want, but it's a great way to say your point and get it across in a very powerful way that illustrates really well what you're trying to say.
Hi, I'm Phoebe, and I wrote, "There will come a day when we realise what is once lost may not return. We can wish, pray, hope and dream, yet the past cannot change, for time does not forgive." And about poetry, I agree with everyone else, and it definitely depends on who you are and your interests and your life to what you like about poetry.
Is poetry cool?
Indeed, definitely is. No doubt about it.
And they are the words of the 9-10 students at Riverside High. Let's find out why they've been writing poetry today, which some people may think is a lost art form amongst young people.
So my name's Tamron and I'm from the Red Room Company. And the Red Room Company creates, promotes and publishes poetry in unusual ways. And through our education program that happens in schools like Riverside and also in correctional facilities and in other learning institutions and communities across Australia, the Red Room comes in, brings living, breathing poets into the classroom to transform people's perception of poetry and give students another taste of poetry that isn't Robert Frost.
Why does poetry need to be transformed, their idea of what it is?
Well, sometimes students, when we ask them what is poetry, they think it's rhyme or they think it's rhythm. And there's a whole spectrum of poetic techniques and forms of expression that students come to learn about through the Red Room Company's visits and interacting with contemporary Australian poets.
Publishing in unusual ways. What sort of unusual ways?
So the kit that students were learning from today is called The Disappearing, and that is a free app that the Red Room Company developed and that maps poetry around Australia. So it commissioned 80 new poems from emerging and established poets across Australia, but it also enables students and public users to add their poems and memories about place to the app. So it's an ongoing project and a poetic map of Australia in that way. It's called The Disappearing.
You said a real living, breathing poet comes in to talk to the students, and today that's Brett. Hello.
G'day.
Do these students that you've been walking around speaking with today, how do you think they grasp poetry?
Look, I think most people grasp poetry when they relax. I think it's when they are tense and feel like they need to impress somebody, when they think that they're supposed to be doing something with poetry, that they fail completely to understand it and miss the point completely. Whereas when they relax and enjoy the sound of the words and enjoy playing with the words and tinkering and trying to express themselves and trying to find the right images to evoke senses, I think everyone gets poetry then.
How do you do that? That sounds like a pretty tricky thing to be doing with kids that are probably 15, 16, 17 years old.
Yeah, look, I think part of what I try and do when I'm teaching poetry is to try and help students chill out and feel like, you know, if they don't want to show anyone, they don't have to show anyone, because being a teenager, you want to impress everybody all the time with every single thing that you do, and you don't want to make mistakes necessarily. But making mistakes is probably the best way that you can learn most things, and poetry is included in that. And so part of what I do is tell them that they should just experiment unselfconsciously and see what they come up with.
How did you become a poet?
I just had no other skills. I've always for whatever reason, I enjoyed words from an early age and figured out how to use them in ways that made people laugh or made people think or manipulated my parents to get what I want. And slowly that that morphed into writing poems. I write a lot of, I do a lot of different things, but poetry is very dear to my heart because it's very playful and at the same time can be very powerful.
The different ways in which people learn poetry or learn about poetry. What do you remember learning about poetry when you were at school?
Oh, look, I had no fondness for poetry when I was in school. And I think that's because I didn't have any contact with living, breathing poets. Look, I love Robert Frost and I love a lot of poets who are no longer living and breathing. But there is something about seeing the look in someone's eyes as they speak their words, you know, the words that they've written and have come from a very deep place within them.
Have you been getting on the app and checking out all the work?
My phone is not app-friendly. Poets don't know how to use modern technology. No, that last part's not true, but the first part is true. I don't have a phone that works with apps.
With the impression that you've had with the students working here today, bringing the art form of poetry into a technological world, though, how do you think that might go in getting some of the students, younger people today, to really appreciate it and the fact that they've got a place to be able to publish their work?
Yeah, absolutely. That's the beauty of the internet, the beauty of technology as it is at the moment. I really love the idea, and it's bringing poetry to real life situations and places. So that's the beauty of it, I think.
The fact that these students here today could see their poems published and then also instantly have people commenting on it and seeing whether or not they like it, how important do you think that is for them to properly engage with poetry?
I think it's incredibly important in that they have authentic publication opportunities for the students and somewhere outside of their school, outside of their textbooks, that they can share their poetry maybe with other intrepid poets of the same age at other schools or all around the country, that they can share that.